From director Neil Blomkamp, a couple years ago, he brought us what I think is the phenomenal District 9. So he's a sci-fi guy. And this time he delivers a disturbingly vivid dystopian future where basically you got 1% of the population thriving on a space station up in the skies. And the rest of the 99%ers, they're down on Earth and polluted, overpopulated. Everybody's sick or something's wrong. It's just a dirty, dirty future. And Matt Damon's down on Earth. He needs to get up to Elysium. That's the basic story here. This is just shy of the work he did on District 9. It's a very, very good movie. My only issue, my biggest issue with it, rather, is that it is fairly politically motivated, and that becomes a little heavy-handed at times.
Well, District 9 was too, right?
Yeah, District 9 was too. This is even more so, I think, because they do separate. It's all about the 1%ers, the 99%ers, and all that. Healthcare comes into play quite a bit. Overlook that, and you're in for one heck of a summer box office ride. It is easily the most visually stunning movie I've seen so far this year. It's slick, brisk, and brutal. I'm giving it an A-.
The movies are so diverse this week.
Yeah.
where shall we go next?
On the other end of the spectrum, let's go to Planes from Disney. This is not a Pixar movie, but Disney, who owns Pixar, has built off that Cars brand. So it's basically, they're referring to it as the world above Cars. It is a instantly marketable movie. It is also an instantly forgettable movie. It is a meandering mess that I found basically took the Cars premise, ripped out the wit, humor, and heart, and just went with a story about planes racing for 90 minutes. That's all there is. I was never drawn into this world like I was Cars. That being said, my house is divided. I took all five of us to this thing. My wife, who hated Cars, loved Planes.
Really?
Yeah, she loved Planes. She gave it an A+. My 8-year-old gave it an A-. My 6-year-old gave it a B+. My 3-year-old was just excited to be having popcorn and red vines for dinner.
Aww.
And then I'm falling somewhere around the C-, D-plus camp. It makes for a good 90-minute babysitter, and the message about just be yourself, or you could be whatever you want to be, is always good.
How about Jason Sudeikis and Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, very quickly on that one. You will laugh during this movie, but like eating a Chinese food dinner,
uh-oh,
you will also forget it 2 hours later. They had so many writers on this movie, and it kind of shows. There's some great bits, but they're basically trying to update the National Lampoon Vacation formula for this. And it's Jason Sudeikis, Jennifer Aniston. I laughed, but then afterwards I was like, okay, I don't ever need to see that one again. So I'll give it a C+ because it did bring the laughs, but not much of anything else.